Feels Good is brought to you by Always Health Partners. Get unused to thinking all health plans are the same and get used to a health plan that puts you first. Always Health Partners, you in every way. Learn more at alwayshealthpartners.org. Hey, Ayla, what's good?
All right, so we've had Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, but today is Giving Tuesday. I would say it's my favorite mini little holiday of this weekend, my favorite one of them all. So I want to tell you about one of my favorite charities that I personally have ever worked with and been a part of. It's called Songs of Love. I was introduced to them in 2011 when I was working as a contributor for CBS News. And my assignment was to write and sing a personalized song for a local girl from the Mass, New Hampshire area. Her name was Hannah Lowe. She was diagnosed with cancer at a very young age, and her parents wanted to do just something a bit more special to make her days shine a little brighter because, you know, young kid going through cancer, it's never fun. They're always in the hospital. And that's where I met Hannah for the first time, was downtown Boston at the hospital there. So they reached out, the parents, to an organization called Songs of Love. I want to play you part of the song that I wrote for Hannah, like, in 2011, so long ago.
It's an early Monday morning, a brand new day is dawning in Hannah's room. See the sun is shining. The sun is shining bright out there. Mom comes in, good morning, dear, I love you.
Okay, so what Songs of Love is really cool for is that every song for a child is personalized specifically for that kid. So twofold, if you're an artist looking to give back or write songs and record them for kids, Songs of Love is totally looking for you. But on the other hand, if you're a parent of a child going through cancer or some other terrible illness, you can submit your child's information to have a song written all about them. And that's why their motto is, music is medicine, because when these kids hear their song all about them for the first time, it's unbelievable. They feel like such a superstar, because could you imagine having a song written all about you?
Yeah.
So since their inception in 1996, over 33,000 songs have been written for children all across the globe. They're looking for donations and, of course, for artists to contact them to write and record these personalized songs. So if this doesn't tug your heartstrings, maybe it will tickle your musical strings, right? I had that written down.
How dare you?
So head on over to songsoflove.org to find out more information. And a quick update, that six-year-old Hannah is now in high school, and I just saw pictures of her going to fall junior prom. Love that. So head on over to songsoflove.org to find out more information.